born like this, into this. As the chalk faces smile, as Mrs. Death laughs, as political landscapes dissolve, as the oily fish spit out their oily prey, we are born like this, into this, into hospitals which are so expensive that it's cheaper to die, into lawyers who charge so much it's cheaper to plead guilty, into a country where the jails are full and the madhouses close, into a place where the masses elevate fools into rich heroes. Born into this, walking and living through this, dying because of this, castrated, debauched, disinherited because of this. The fingers reach toward an unresponsive God. The fingers reach for the bottle, the pill, the powder. We are born into the sorrowful deadliness. There will be open and unpunished murder in the streets. It will be guns and roving mobs. Land will be useless. Food will become a diminishing return. Nuclear power will be taken over by the many. Explosions will continually shake the earth. Radiated men will eat the flesh of radiated men. The rotting bodies of men and animals stink in the dark wind. And there will be the most beautiful silence never heard. Born out of that, the sun hidden there, awaiting the next chapter.
Doom from the realm of alkaloom, smelly gel fumes, separating cell womb to melly mel boom, revelations in braille, respiration in hell view, nations fail, and shaking of a
this
snake
is
tail.
The Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. This is Talk of the Hour, and I want to give a chance to my co-host to read any articles that we need to discuss, because if I got to talk about the porn star Joe Layden anymore, I'm gonna puke. But I will touch on one more thing too. And speaking of the racism, you know, they like to pretend they're not racist and then use racism to be racist. For example, we got Camel Toe Harris, who is supposedly a black woman. I'm not quite too sure. She might be a mulatto. Again, I cannot confirm.
Puerto Rican.
There you go. I cannot confirm her blackness. So, not that I'm an expert on that anymore, because I lost my
but
black
also,
card.
I mean, obviously Puerto Ricans are a combination of African descent and
yes.
Hispanic descent.
I know that.
No, I know you know that. I wanted to correct myself there.
I'm just saying I cannot confirm that anymore, since I'm no longer an expert in that. Joe Biden has recalled my black card. Okay, so I can no longer speak on these things. but here we have Camel Toe Harris, vice president. Yet, you know, she wants to claim some racism stuff, and there are some people, some women, claiming racism stuff on her behalf. Listen, I want everybody to be aware of something. Just a little factoid. There is no other black female politician, half black, Puerto Rican, whatever you want to call it, that has put more black people behind bars than Camel Toe Harris. That's a fact. So, say what you want. If you guys are going to be suckered in by their racial agenda, you're going to get cut off on the back end of what it really is all about. anyways. Yeah, enough of these disgusting people. Will, did you have anything on your agenda you want to talk about?
Well, I do have a few articles here. Interesting point is the first one I wanted to continue with was another one kind of call it racist, call it just weird. But I opened it up in a new tab before the show, and I didn't memorize the headline, but the thing that stuck out to me was it says it was talking about the mother of the 9-year-old that was pepper sprayed. Did you guys see the Rochester 9-year-old was pepper sprayed by the cops? He was handcuffed, chain thrown to the ground, and pepper sprayed?
No!
A 9-year-old? Okay, so look, hear this. It gets better then. Okay. So there's a 9-year-old. Of course, she's black. She's grabbed, thrown to the ground. She asks for a... And then she gets handcuffed, detained in the back of a cop car. A 9-year-old girl. Parents who cannot control their own children, they have their children taken away by CPS. These cops who are trained to de-escalate slam a little girl to the ground, handcuff her, put in the back of a cop car, and then this, she asks for a lady cop, and they keep saying, if you don't calm down, she's crying because she's a 9-year-old, and the cops just slammed her to the ground. She's in handcuffs. And they, if you don't calm down, we're gonna pepper spray. We're gonna pepper spray. She's like, oh my god, what the? And then another cop comes from the other side of the car. He's like, look, we're just gonna pepper spray right in the eyeballs. And I'm like, what? And then it gets even crazier because CNN has this headline that says mother of daughter allegedly pepper sprayed. Allegedly, it's on video. And then so I go back to the article. I hit refresh. Because I hit the article because I pulled it up here, and the headline has changed. And then so I hit to go back because it was on the front page of CNN, and they've since taken it down. So people can go and find that article on the Internet Archive. But they just changed the name. First of all, we have a 9-year-old pepper sprayed in the back of a cop car. Cops can't handle their own. It's just absolutely absurd. You think this wouldn't happen in 2021? And then CNN says, allegedly, I'm guaranteeing you they got a ton of backlash, and they changed the headline, and they took that down.
Listen, and this is the message to all you cops, not just cops. This is a message to all abusive males. If you can't handle a 9-year-old girl, kill yourself. I mean, I don't even want to go into all the other stuff. Just kill yourself, please. I'm sick of it. If you don't have the character, the charisma, to kneel down and look eye to eye to a child and talk, de-escalate a situation, and make her feel safe, make her feel, you know, you're just a monster. You're a demon. What kind of, I mean, this, we need to start testing these police officers for steroids, for
They didn't even look like they were. They didn't look hyped up. And I do agree with you. A lot of them, if they want a drug test for welfare, well, they better start drug testing the corporate welfare, and they better start drug testing the cops, the people that receive corporate welfare. But these people seem super calm and all that. Like you would think that they'd be like, hey, little girl, calm down. It's okay. We're gonna take care of this situation here. What's your favorite candy? Tell me a story. I mean, like, I mean. And it's absolutely crazy to me that this happened. And then these people did not even look like roidheads. They look like, okay, well, we got a 9-year-old here. Oh, you know what to do. Pepper spray right in the eyeball. They literally say that. They literally say, pepper spray, we're going to get pepper sprayed right in the eyeball. I think it's a lady cop that says that. Incredible.
Oh. So a lady cop did come onto the scene.
So the lady cop, so she did. And then the lady cop, she asked for a lady cop. A lady cop comes to the scene. And then the lady cop says, look, if you don't calm down, I'm going to pepper spray you right in the eyeball. And then another cop comes in like, look, we're just going to spray it right in the eyeball. I'm like, I could see, because you can understand one crazy cop. Because that happens. People are crazy everywhere. People are crazy in all forms and all occupations. That happens. People are crazy. But then when you see all these cops, Like, don't worry, I got this one. I'll pepper spray her. It's like a comedy. It's like,
yeah, you gotta get them while they're young. The thing is, you gotta get them while they're young. Okay, that's when the MK Ultra trauma based mind control sets in. You start them young. There is no one worse off in the world than a black female that has to interact with law enforcement. It, there's an agenda there to depower, to take away the identity of, and to make look disgusting. I don't know what it is about, and especially when it comes to white males, white male cops, they do this thing where they will grab a black woman's hair. First off, you don't touch a black woman's hair. Yeah, we don't have the same hair as everybody else. Okay, they do this thing where they must do. They attack the hair first because they know it's highly. It's offensive. It's degrading, and it's the next thing to sexual assault for a black female. You don't touch the hair. It's not necessary. But the first thing they do is escalate the situation so they can grab the black woman or black child by the hair, mess it up. So the coarse hair is all everywhere. They can take their jailhouse picture, their mugshot, like that. And it's just the ultimate humiliation. That's never talked about, ever. Nobody ever talks about that. I'm just glad you brought this up, because I've been wanting to talk about it.
And
it has to stop.
I would even take it a step further too. I mean, thinking about it as you're talking about that, first of all, like, I felt my heart drop thinking about that, because I know that makes sense, but I never really put all that together. And then I was like, damn, I've seen that. And I'm like, oh. And then I'm like, well, damn, let me take it a step further. Like, cops are trained to cops take a sacred oath before God and their countrymen to protect our rights, the Bill of Rights. That's their job. They take an oath before God, even if they don't believe in God, and their countrymen protect our rights. Yet, since time immemorial, since I can remember, cops are actually trained to subvert your rights. But one of the first rights they're trained to subvert is your Fourth Amendment right. So whether you're on foot, whether you're in a car, whether you're in your house, the first thing is, if you're on foot especially, or if you're in a car, let me see some ID, right? They're trained, mm-hmm. but they're there to protect your Fourth Amendment right. So they want to, first of all, they want to see your ID. That's actually trained to subvert it instead of protect it. And if you're not, there's no reasonable, articulable suspicion that you're committing a crime, there's no suspicion going on, then they don't have the right to ID you, detain you, or anything. But then how many people, even on the highways or just on the streets all the time, are detained because of anything? Let me search the car. That's another thing they love to do in the car. With that, your Fourth Amendment, you should be secure in all your stuff, and nobody should be able to go through your stuff unless they have a warrant signed by a judge, and that judge has a load of evidence, and it says specifically where it should be searched. But these guys, they want to come up to your car. Hey, you mind if I look around your car? Is it cool if you get out? And then the next thing you know, people are in handcuffs. You guys got any weed in here? It might smell like weed. Maybe. I don't know. I can just smell whatever I want, and my word is bond. You dare testify against me, the word of a cop, and say that I wasn't within my right to search you? You guys could have been growing hemp over there. And so they'll search you. They'll detain you. And I mean, it brings to mind the time that here in East Providence, which is a suburb of Providence here, the cop had this young girl detained. She didn't look 18 to me. I couldn't really tell. There was grainy footage, but he already had her detained. She's facing the cop car, just elbows her in the back of the head. But I mean, any time that somebody is handcuffed and patted down, whether you're male, female, black, or white, and I'm not saying it doesn't happen more to minorities and police-owned statistics, actually show that, according to studies of police on statistics, that African Americans are more likely to be pulled over and arrested, although white people are less likely to get pulled over and arrested, although white people are more likely to have quote unquote illegal drugs and weapons on them. That's what the statistics say, and there's some states that don't keep statistics or hide the statistics. So this whole thing is, I'm not trying to lessen it on African Americans, because trust me, nobody besides the Native Americans of this country has had it as bad or worse than them. And I mean, those, you guys are right up there, and it still goes on to this very day. People think that it's somehow evaporated, but no, it's still going on to this very day. And, you know, anytime that somebody is detained or patted down and searched, male, female, white, black, whatever, that's sexual assault. That's sexual assault right there. Getting patted down when you haven't committed a crime, there's no reasonable, articulable suspicion that you've committed a crime. The cops go out and sexually assault people every day. I mean, they're trained to cops are trained to sexually assault people.
Can you imagine that suspecting someone of a crime gives you the right to commit a crime?
They're not even suspecting people of it sometimes. They're just going up and doing this. And, you know, they used to do
well,
the...
Well, don't lie and say they suspected something when they just have an agenda.
Yeah, I mean, even sometimes they don't even have to lie, because if they get your consent, they'd be like, do you have your ID and license? Yes, I do. And your registration? Yes, I do. Where you guys been going today? They're asking questions already, and you're voluntary. You have the Fifth Amendment to say, no, I don't have to answer any questions. You don't have to say anything. You have the right to remain silent if you want. And then they'll be like, hey, you guys been drinking? Do you mind if I just look around the car? And if you don't say no, then they're going to, well, is there anything I should know about in this car? Look, it's going to be way worse on you. You know what I'm saying? They don't even have to have suspicion of a crime. They can just ask you, do you mind if I look around? All right, do you mind if you get out for a second so I can look around? Okay, so that's happened to me countless times myself, like before I knew my rights back in the day. And so, I mean, it's crazy. And I've been detained so many times, patted down, had cops squeezing at my taint and all this other stuff and everywhere, because I didn't know my rights. And, you know what I'm saying, we used to drive around, me and my friends broke, you know what I'm saying, back in the day. And so it's like that type of stuff happens all the time. Every day.
Well, it's kind of, I don't know what it is. It's strange how this lines up. But earlier today, I was watching something on YouTube. There's a man, and I want to tip my hat off to him. There's this big white guy, redhead, long beard, you know, look like a proud boy. I got to tip my hat off to him because this was back in the later part of the year of 2019. He was going around Arlington police stations with a picture asking if this man was in jail, this guy in his picture. And none of the cops would talk to him. None of the cops would give him any information. Now, let me add some context to this. The person in the picture was a cop. The very same person who pulled someone over, pulled a black man over in his truck and was shot to death because he said no to search and seizure. Now, James Freeman, he approached the cops like this. There's a murderer out in the loose. I think you guys might know him, or this is a serious issue because he's pretending to be Arlington Police Department. He's pretending to be an Arlington police officer. He's wearing a costume. Like, it looks just like yours. I love his approach.
As synchronicity would have it be, I've been trying to get in touch with James Freeman for a long time. about this side project I've been working on. And I was in a panel last night, and James Freeman, I finally was able to talk to him a little bit. He was in the chat, and ended up getting his contact. And yeah, James Freeman is the man. He's one of, if you go to his page, go find James Freeman on YouTube, give him a subscription. The top video on the left you're going to see is one of the best auditing videos I've ever watched in my life. He's literally, he's probably my favorite auditor besides Mr. America from Auditing America, of course. But he literally, there's two videos in particular, but the first one you'll see is asking cops the same silly questions they ask us. And he goes into this part. I don't want to spoil it. You guys have to watch this, but just to set it up, he basically goes into a police parking lot, finds a detective. Detective wants to ask all the questions, and he's like, hey, where you been? What's your name? Have you been drinking today? I smell a little bit of alcohol on your breath. You mind if I go ahead and look around and see what's going on? And it's just incredible, because cops love to ask us questions and say all this stuff. But when we ask them the same questions back, it's hilarious. That's one of my favorite videos on the internet in history. So you guys got to check that out. Go to James Freeman's channel. A lot of great stuff there. He's amazing. He recently just got arrested. I don't know if you saw this one, but he just got arrested recently. About a month or two ago, he was filming a traffic stop, and he was tased and beaten filming a traffic stop.
Well, poor guy. Talk about synchronicity there. We got to have him on the show. Please get him on the show.
Yeah, I'm going to try to do that, trust me.
But so... he was proving a point that, you know, these cops protect their own, because his name, the cop's name, was not released until the day of his indictment. He was protected that long, okay, which is terrible. If I were suspected of a murder and they couldn't find me, my face would be all over the news. When you find this man, if you see this man, call us. Which is total hypocrisy. Complete and utter hypocrisy. Now, when I was a young cat, just got my car, my first car. Okay? I made a point, you know, to all my friends, there's no smoking in my vehicle. I'm not dealing with these sea suckers. I don't want to do it. I'm already committing a misdemeanor already, black while driving. So let's not get anything escalated. Let's not give them a real reason. But after a while, and getting a little older, a little wiser, you know, I said, screw it. You know what? You guys can smoke weed all you want in my car. Go ahead. We'll stop somewhere. I know how hard it is to find a place to smoke. You know, I'll drive somewhere. Smoke. Because my approach came like this. you know, I get pulled over. The cops say, you know, smells like weed in here. You know, what I tell the cops is, listen, officer. What you smell right now is weed. But all the weed that was in this car done been smoked. So, if you want, you can search. Grab your plastic bag, because you're going to be shifting the trash on the floor. But please bag that up for me, will you? Next thing you know, I'm on my way. Back going to where I was going. They let me go. So, I mean, you really have to flip the script on them. Again, that's what I'm an expert at. You have to flip the script on them. Make them not want to do what their job is.
Just think about how many countless trillions, quadrillions of dollars have been spent in the whole going after people for cannabis, for a plant. For a plant that is, you cannot die from. No one's ever overdosed from it. George Washington grew it. And it has all these other uses, too. And they're literally, and we think we live in a civilized society while we drone strike 11-year-old boys and we handcuff 9-year-old girls in the back of police cars and pepper spray them right in their eyeballs. We're so civilized, yet you know, you're going to jail. Still in some states, you're going to jail if you have a little bit of a plant on you. And it's just, it's crazy. We think we live in a civilized society.
You would think. But all the crimes, the worst crimes in the world, have been committed behind civility. So.
And, you know, you can't grow your own organic cannabis. You can't do that. But, oh, what's this? CNN, Washington Post, Fox Business. New report finds toxic metals in popular baby food. FDA failed to warn consumers of the risk. So the Food and Drug Administration, their job is to protect us, right? That's why we pay them all the big money. Well, it looks like they have high levels of toxic metal, including arsenic, lead, cadmium. but don't grow your own hemp, organic hemp. That would be bad. You can go to jail for that. And then but they're going to poison baby food.
And you would think somebody would go to jail for that. But nobody ever did.
And
right?
There's not yet. We'll see. I mean, but it wouldn't shock me if nobody goes to jail. I mean, we had an incident here in Rhode Island where I've been on the DCYF, which is our version of Child Protective Services, for a long time. And we've documented, even the mainstream news locally here has documented the fact that kids under DCYF care were literally getting driven around and pimped out. And thanks to a little pat on the back from here from Will, because we didn't have this information prior, we found out that 20 to 25 children go missing in Rhode Island every single day. And when we pressed for a backup answer, like, well, how many don't come back? She said she didn't know. And then even after all that, a young baby last year died in DCYF care. Pardon me, 2 years ago, died in DCYF care. And even the Democrats and Republicans in Rhode Island in Congress were saying we should maybe even end DCYF. They were sounding even more extreme than me. Yet not one person went to jail. Not only that, not one person was fired or reprimanded. There's two levels. There's a two-tier justice system. There's actually several tiers, but there's a big, big gap here between the average Joe, and it's even worse if you're a minority. There's a gap there, but there's an even wider gap if you're one of these people. A baby dies, kids are getting pimped out, nobody gets fired, let alone goes to jail. Or demoted. It's just, we need to start flipping the script on these fools, because we can't just let this slide.
Well, we have somebody on the line that we're going to get to after the commercial break. I do believe we have Reb, who is staunchly against the 911 system. So I don't know if you ever met him. But I want to give you that opportunity when we come back from commercial break. Is that correct, Mike? Is he still waiting? Okay, we'll get to him after the commercial break. And if anybody else wants to call in, I forgot to give out the number, or ask your callers. Yes, you can call into the show. Freedom of speech, of course. Just no profanity. 800... 303-9443. And also, it would be better for the station if you call the local number, 512-248-8252. See you on the other side of the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
We're just talking about some of these issues, and I know you guys know caller on the line. We'll give him about 5 minutes. I just wanted him to introduce himself to Will, since I don't think Will has ever talked to him. Caller on line 3. Is that you, Reb?
This is Reb from Bubba Scout Reb in Lakewood, Jefferson County, Colorado, two separate residences, and yeah, we hate the Guinea. We call them government troops of no intelligence. In the last century, they were known as the Pygmies. They're a bunch of savages, and we want them all dead. That's our program, and we got federal agents from the military involved in this because of last March, I was attacked by these morons. They said people saw me hitting snowballs with a baseball bat, which never happened. They don't get any proof. I'm not kidding. That's what I was attacked and charged with, hitting snow. And it still hasn't been thrown out. We're not going into their building because the federal agent nor at NORTHCOM, he told them, stay the hell away from our witnesses. And that means all three of us. And these are sick freaks that could do whatever they want. Laws don't mean nothing. I've asked anyone in America, find where it says it's even against the law to hit snowballs with a baseball bat. Remember, this was observed. It didn't say anything about the intent of this hitting of the snowball. That's what these morons did. That's the crime written, and the black robe who read this, he should be hanged by the neck till execution carried out. This is sick, but that's the kind of charges they're making up in America, because it's a retaliation. That's a crime, what they did. That's retaliation because we're federal witnesses against their crimes. And J2 Access, General O'Shaughnessy's office, put a bolo out on the terrorist who works with 911. And we want the fire freaks dead, too. We don't like them. We don't like the doctors in the hospital falsifying death certificates. And we hate the ambulance drivers. No means no. They don't like Whitey in America, and we're going to crush them. Yeah, they do it to other people, too. But there's nothing like a white race community to get involved. And that's why they pick on us. It's in textbooks. I found that out by calling around America. Eastern Kentucky University School of Criminal Justice. Said, you live in Lakewood, Colorado? I said, yeah, why? It's a murder and cover-up place. They're just all-out attack on white boys, main target. Of course, Bubba ain't a white boy, but she got a gun put to her head, broke in on, to sign statements. See how many crimes they can manufacture? And when it didn't work, sign statements, they put us in an audio tape with this terrorist that we never even heard, like we're confessing to a crime. And it was done at the CBI headquarters in Lakewood, Jefferson County, Colorado. It's all on the Internet. And the good news, you know what I like about V? He can get along with the people. Did you ever hear this John B. Wells on the Caravan Midnight show?
Oh, yes.
Out of Dallas, Texas?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you can get on, because I told him, talk to your special. I was on for a half hour. He didn't say one word about anything other than he told the listeners. He looked at this. This is the most credible site he ever saw, VultureSquadron.com. He said, you cannot make up the stuff that's on there. Everybody, and he recommended it. And I said, yeah, check us out with your special forces buddies. And you're in that like type of mode, special forces. And you could get to talk to him about us and say, I've been on your program. I'm going to try to go back on Saturday night, because we got updates with the U.S. Army Criminal Investigation Command. I just talked to them today at the...
Well, hey, plug me, and we'll all get on there and we'll talk about this.
Yeah, I'm going to mention V, and I'm going to say he's been carrying us regularly on his V program on the Republic Broadcast Network. And, you know, he's the smoothest sounding radio host I ever heard. I said, you're really great. Oh, I mean, he's really, heard him, right?
Oh, yeah, he's definitely smooth.
I know. And
he's one smooth operator.
Yeah, and his producer, they all read this stuff on the Internet. And it's not so much that our code words calling people guinea, government true, no intelligence, or saying stuff like get them bald on the ground, or we use code words like AATs, armored anthropoid targets, which incidentally, these bastards knew we were like a federal witness, because they showed up after us with machine guns and their armor on back a year ago. So they can't say they didn't know we were federal witnesses. And one of the morons called this federal witness, a federal agent down at General O'Shaughnessy's office, and told him that I was attacked for that snowball incident. And if somebody could tell me where the hell they ever heard of an incident like that, someone being arrested for it, and it's still being, like, held in ransom or something over in the county building. And
well,
the lake,
you know,
listen,
it's being held not dismissed because they have to find a way to make you look like a terrorist. So it's not a criminal act. It has to become a terrorist act. Okay? That's what they have to do. And they're going to use you as a case study to form laws around your type of personality. It's not that you did something. It's that you are not a conformist because you did something that seems out of place. And they have to find a way to criminalize it. Okay? Your case study.
I would jump in quickly here to say, be careful. I'm not sure if you said you want him dead or we're going to get him or whatever. I would definitely stray away from that one for a practical idea. I don't think
we wrote it on the internet.
I'm sorry?
We wrote this on the internet. That's why I tell everybody, look under the links, Bubba Scout Rev. And I told it to FBI feds to their face. When they showed up and said the Pentagon sent them, they were lying, and now they're all leaving town because we got three federal agents for the military pushing for troops coming in here under public law and crushing their rebellion. It's like they're asking for it. That's what it is to us. They're tired of their stupidity. I mean, they're not going to stop their stupidity, but they're tired of existing. They want to go out. In a blaze of glory. I'm convinced they will fire at U.S. troops. It'll be the last thing they do. I cursed out the Secretary of Defense office today. I said, what do you mean you're making our troops stand down? You said something about that. You're disgusted about that. They're on a stand down order from the Secretary of Defense. And I said, get Bubba's God of War. We don't have to mince words. We're going to clear the continent and bring the IRS and take their dope stores. And the hell with them. It's legal, supposedly, to carry that marijuana in this Colorado, but they'll find a way to make you cut.
Well, Reb, I'm glad you called in. You got to call in earlier in the show for Will to have a chance to get to know you. We've got other callers,
I'll
though.
Okay, I'll try tomorrow night if you want me tomorrow night.
Sure. Tomorrow night is Friday, so call us back Monday.
Okay, I'm going to talk to John V. Wells if I can mention you. I say he wants to be on your show too.
Absolutely. Thank you, Rep. I'll talk to you Monday. All right.
Good work. We're going to win this war.
Oh yeah. All right. Let's get to the next caller, please. I do believe we have line one, New York.
Yeah. Good evening, guys. This is Frank from New York.
Hey, Frank.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Hey.
All right. I kept thinking about the what you guys are talking about, the behavior of the police. I'm not sure if I mentioned this to you before, but does anybody on the panel remember Charles Whitman or Charles Whitmore, I think his name was, who killed 20 people when he was...
I do remember him. If people will watch my documentary, 5th of November, the documentary, which one is it? It's Know Their Killers. That's
Know
the name of my documentary. Know Their Killers. I'm the first person in the world to recognize that Charles Whitman was the first targeted individual to become a mass killer.
Targeted meaning implants?
Targeting meaning he was hearing voices, that they were beaming voices into his head. They simulated schizophrenia in him, and he did what he did. It was revealed later on in his autopsy that he had a tumor in his brain. Now, they tried to say that the tumor was pushing up against part of his brain, making him aggressive. No. The tumor is the byproduct of the radiation that they were using to beam the voices in his head. From him, they had to switch from ionizing radiation to non-ionizing radiation. It was because of him. But that's in my documentary. But yes, well, what about him?
Well, what I'm saying is that okay, even if we factor in that he was targeted and he was experimented upon, how does that explain the I think it only partially explains the programming that we've had for the last 40, 50 years of police being the judge, jury, and executioner. Because modern policing now takes into consideration that they have no opposition and should have no opposition. You do what I say, you do what you or else. Now, you mentioned, how could a police officer kill a child? And then,
well, okay.
And then you go laugh and go party, laugh about the next day.
Well, and see, and that is, that's what we're talking about. If you will watch the documentaries on Charles Whitman, and you hear the testimony of the police officer, the police officer that had to, I don't blame this police officer for what he did. He did his job, and he did his job well. He was 100% justified, and he did his job. I have no anger towards this cop.
No, I'm not saying that.
Wait. Let me finish. And so this cop went and killed Charles Whitman, the shooter. But when you hear the interviews about this, this cop says, you know, he felt so bad about killing him, he puked. He puked right after shooting him, and then ended up puking again. Now, we went from having a police officers like that to cops today who will unload his pistol on you, reload, unload on you again, and laugh about it. It was caught on his teenager's cell phone that he was recording while he was being shot. The cops just laughed maniacally after shooting this black teenager. So from that to that?
Well, that's my question. That's what I called in about. Because how do you, and I do remember the some interviews by the cop who did what he had to do with Whitmore. I understand that. But how do we get from there to the cops who maniacally, as you put it, kill children? And by the way, this 9-year-old child who was handcuffed and pepper sprayed, she was only one of there was a 5-year-old maybe about a year ago before her a 5-year-old who was handcuffed, screaming and chiling, screaming and about her for her mother and father, and she was put into the back of a police vehicle in Florida. This 5-year-old taken out of school. So what has happened to the psyche of those police officers, other than being opportunists? What has happened to them, to their thinking, so that they feel they can do this to children and be threatened by children?
I'm going to tell you what it is. Now, at the same time, this first false flag shooter, Charles Whitman, that happened with the MK Ultra mind control program, and then they did see the reaction of the cop, and they because the thing is, no sympathy was supposed to have been shown for the shooter, but the cop that shot him was a real human being, and so he still was remorseful for having to take a life. They didn't want that anymore. So that was a pure sign we need to change who we hire as police officers. They started profiling sociopaths and psychopaths. These are the only people who get hired as police officers today.
Oh, well, I absolutely agree with that. Absolutely agree. I don't remember whether I told you guys about the series of the Minnesota Star Tribune. Called Shielded by the Badge. Did I mention that to you last time I talked with you about the subject?
I do believe so.
Shielded by the Badge. three or four part series where psychopaths, it's some who may have been implanted, some who have not been implanted, that because of the trauma in their upbringings or the false political narratives that they're believing, they execute and murder on behalf of the state, deep state, innocent people. So, yes. so we almost, what choice do we have? I mean, what choice do we have dealing with these social slash psychopaths? What choice do we have? What do we do? What is our plan of action?
We start. We start flipping the script. My solution to everything is to flip the script. These children, when they go to school, because the government wants to psychologically profile everybody anyways, they're going to do it without our permission anyways. So as it's being done, everyone who's found to be a sociopath or a psychopath be barred from employment within the government. That's how the Americans did it.
Oh, but, yeah, but
we should flip the script on them.
Who determines the parameters of the test?
Well, that's, psychology hasn't changed. Psychology has not changed in years. You're going to have to. The real question is who's going to be honest about the test?
Most people, when you go for a job interview, you put on your best behavior, even though much of it is false.
Right.
And that's part of what happens. And what happens is these officers who are psychopathic go, if they're fired from one jurisdiction, they just go to another one, maybe three or four states away.
I have to jump in on this one because I had a few points I wanted to say, but definitely this point. So I don't know if you guys remember the older gentleman who was pushed to the ground in Albany in a protest which made national news.
Oh, yeah.
There's actually one. The Fraternal Order of Police in some location in Florida said, "Hey, you guys that got put on leave or whatever, come here. We'll back you up." They literally on their public Facebook said, "Yeah, we'll back you up. Don't worry about how bad it is, and it's sunny
here."
Yes,
you're right. Absolutely right about that.
The only way it's a thin blue line. There are good officers out there. But they're not educated on the Constitution. They'll take maybe five, six months. I mean, be a hairdresser in certain states takes 2 years. These guys do not study the Constitution. And unfortunately, I mean, we really need, I hate to sound like a liberal here, but I don't think we need police. I mean, the founding fathers, we didn't have police when this country first started. And then some of the first police were runaway slave catchers and then basically private mercenaries for shipping companies. Absolutely. In Boston. So, I mean, maybe that's just my liberal screech for today, but that's how I feel.
Well, I wonder if you guys have noticed that whenever you talk about subject like this, and I know we're running out of time, that whenever you talk about something like this, the majority of the white women do not call in. The majority of police officers are white men. And their husbands engage in this behavior. They don't call in.
Frank, you know what? You got to call in earlier in on these shows. There's so much I want to talk behind what you just said there, but we don't have time. We got to go on to the next caller.
I got you.
But please bring that back up. I have so much on that.
Sure.
But yes, please.
God bless everybody. Thank you very much.
let's squeeze in another call before we have to end the show. Let's go to Ohio, line 5.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on the show there. You didn't have to cut that guy off to have me on. I discovered your show a couple weeks ago through an RBN article. And then I tuned in, you know, because I like the 11 to 1 a.m. slot. And I was so surprised to see that Fake Mike Real News was your co-host. And I watch all his videos and everything, and I feel he should have a much bigger following. And I
Absolutely.
Only learned about him like last year. And like when he when he was talking the first night I tuned in about 2 weeks ago, he was new. He was real nuanced about Trump, and I felt like he was like the only guy out there who felt exactly like me, slot for slot, about what Trump was all about. And I just wanted to ask, like, Fake Mike Real News, like, what do you think about how the mainstream media attacked Trump nonstop for the whole time, but there were real criticisms against Trump that you could levy, but the mainstream media went with everything fake. Like, we were watching a WWE match, you know, in the verbal.
Yeah, that's a great question, and that's something I thought about. I don't have an answer I can point to with proof, but my best thinking and speculation on the subject right now is, I think, you know, these people have understood human psychology for many, many generations now. They understand what makes us tick, and I think they understood now that we wanted a different type of approach. And I think that, you know, their biggest thing is divide and conquer, order out of chaos. And I think that they evolved in their brainwashing and their conditioning, because looking back, Trump is the perfect candidate, because I can see how half the population would see him as like a savior taking on the deep state. And I could also see how the other half of the population would think he's a crazy lunatic. And like you said, it's very nuanced. And I just think it was the perfect way they came up with to kind of split us up even more. I feel like the truth movement was really unified before that. Trump split everything, split the left and right, made everything hyperpartisan, and he was the perfect person at the perfect time to kind of divide and conquer. But I can't really back that up. That's just my half-cooked brain right now at the end of the show. But that's a great question, and I would love to hear other people speak on that. But we're going to have to hopefully bring that up for the other show, because I know we're coming to an end.
Yeah.
Well, and see, there you have it. Go ahead.
Oh, I would love to keep speaking about that, because I had my criticisms of Trump at the beginning, and let's not go anywhere else with anything, but I had my criticisms of Trump at the beginning, and they were real, and I can go through them, but I don't have time. But the mainstream media balked at any of those criticisms and then came up with fiction so that people like you and me were forced to defend him like we would defend anybody else against, like, just straight-up defamation.
Exactly.
God bless you.
Yeah, because I saw myself like, okay, I mean, that's not true. You know what I'm saying? I'm no fan of Trump, but that's not true. That's complete fraud, what you're saying, you know? So you're exactly right. And Trump did take some good positions. Like, he at first came out saying he was against vaccines a little bit, and he said some good things, and now
when
liberals think about it,
Will, I gotta cut you off, Will. We have to pay more attention to the show marker. Thank you, Carl, for calling in, and thank you for being a fan of Will. Will does a great job. Will is the peanut butter to my jelly. There's no other co-host I'd rather have on the show, except for maybe my board op. Engineer Mike is great as well. I love these guys, the family, and we're all here for you. And guys, yes, call in show support, and we'll keep the show moving. Catch us again Monday night, and we'll start this thing back up again. So this has been another episode of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show with me, host V. And remember, in the land of surveillance, the man with third eye is king, so please educate yourselves.
AIDS and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.